how we try to find the Nutcracker Took by making inquiries with the curator of the Natural History Society in Squirrel Town.
Cracker Took? This Cracker Took, is it a very hard nut to crack?
Oh, you could drop it from the tallest tower in the world without even chipping it.
Really?
Oh! Whatever is the matter?
Well, I think you may well be saved, brother, unless I am very much mistaken. I myself have this nut you are looking for.
Just the kind of coincidence you'd only believe in a fairy tale.
I'm not even sure I believe it there. Anyway, Zacharias Drosselmeyer took out of his waistcoat pocket a very large nut painted with gold paint.
Was it the Cracker Took?
I'm just coming to that.
Mary, what on earth are you staring at?
It's strange that good Papa Drosselmeyer also wears an eye patch.
That's not the only thing that's strange. There's more to all this than meets the eye.
Drosselmeyer took the nut and with his one good eye looked closely at it. How did you get this nut, Zacharias?
Oh, it was years ago now. One Christmas, a foreigner came into town selling nuts. Well, the local nut sellers weren't very pleased and told him to pack up and leave. When he refused, they threatened to use force. So he put down his sack of nuts in order to defend himself, and a wagon ran over it, crushing them all to bits. Except one. This one. The foreigner offered to sell it to me for a silver coin with the date 1796 on it. Now, it just so happened that I had in my pocket a silver coin with that date on it. So, naturally, I bought the nut and took it home with me. I tried to crack it several times, but without success. In fact, I almost threw it away. But after all, I'd paid good money for it, so I decided to keep it. And I had a pot of my best gold paint open at the time, so I decided to paint it up to look like a solid gold charm. I've carried it with me ever since, for luck.
Well, it may well prove luckier than you expected.
May I remove the gold paint?
Oh, of course, but I'm not sure what good it will do.
Well, let's see. Look. Letters, or rather, characters. It's Chinese. Oh, and it says,
yes, Cracker Took.
It's too good to be true.
All we have to do now is find the young man who can crack it.
And that could take another 15 years.
Listen.
What is it?
In the third episode of E.T.A. Hoffman's The Nutcracker and the Mouse King, you heard Edward D'Souza as Godpapa and young Drosselmeyer, Oriel Smith as Lady Mousikins, and Tony Robinson as the Nutcracker. Mary was played by Angela Shafto and Fred by Blair Ford. With James Grout as the King, Joanna Wake as the Queen, Cyril Jenkins as the Lady-in-Waiting, Brett Usher as the Astronomer, Ronald Herdman as Zacharias, Sandra Clark as Mama, and Eric Allen as the Mathematician. Other parts were played by Harriet and Catherine Usher and members of the cast. The music was composed and performed by David Houston. The Nutcracker and the Mouse King was written for radio by Brian Sibley and directed in our Bristol studios by Peter Fozzard.
Now, where have I heard that sound before?